So let's finish out with your last two patients. They're really interesting cases. This 74-year-old woman who looks like she had a potentially resectable met, huh?
Yes. So this is, an important subset of pancreatic cancer. We don't think of metastasectomy in these patients, but increasingly there are small series and anecdotal reports that patients with limited metastatic disease may benefit from metastasectomy. But one scenario where I think this really benefits is patients after surgery present, especially with lung metastasis. And lung metastasis from pancreatic cancer usually indicates a more indolent disease. And I have had a handful of patients where, just like this patient, we have done lung metastasectomy, so SBRT, and this has gone on for a few years. It may not be curative. Another lung metastasis may show up a year later, and we keep resecting, just like colon cancer, unless there is widespread disease where you go to chemotherapy.
So this lung met showed up 3 years after her initial surgery. Did she go to surgery?
Yes, she went to surgery and now disease-free a year later. Most of my patients like this, once you have a lung met, it does tend to come back. There's a handful of patients where this may be curative, but I think you can stretch this out, increase life expectancy and disease-free survival by very careful patient selection for metastasectomy.
Any fantasies about what's going on in these unusual patients? Do you think this is all about the immune system?
There's obviously something different about these patients, whether it's the immune system or the genomic signature. I don't think we know yet. These are patients where we collect the tumor samples, where we are analyzing some of them. We have a number of cases where these unusual long-term sort of survivors, we have serial tumor samples from the first surgery to metastasectomy, and about 5 of these patients are undergoing genomic analysis right now.
I'm trying to remember where pancreatic cancer stands in terms of mutational burden. High mutation?
No, surprisingly, everybody would think this is high mutation burden, but surprisingly, mutation burden is low compared to other tumors. But it is different, even though it's a low mutation burden. It's KRAS is uniformly seen. KRAS is mutated, but it's a whole spectrum of different mutations. No two pancreatic cancer patients look similar when you look at the genes. It's sort of disordered genes.
Really? So in other words, I mean, like breast cancer, you have like 4 or 5 subtypes. I've seen that with colon, I think. But pancreas doesn't work that way?
Well, a recent paper did put these patients into 4 or 5 subtypes. But again, it's not as clean as breast or lung cancer. I think there's still overlap. And these are artificial criteria, and we don't know how they would respond prognostic or predictive fashion.